All right, I need you to help me pray about something that's I don't show up all the time, you know, I'm always studying. I don't come all the time to prayer, but I might come in a minute. That's the power of leadership. And so I'm not going to deal with seat holders. You have special seats and you're not holding your place properly. I'll just ask you to give the seat up. Ushers, I've been looking for ushers. I'm trying to find ushers. Do I have two ushers here? Like one? How many ushers I got here? See, that's not going to work. It's not going to work. That means that they're not matured enough for the walk. See, let me see how I want you to help me pray about this. I have to deal with this. I need people matured enough I don't have to watch. You know, you don't expect me to be everywhere all the time. I've done that way before you know. I've been doing that for a long time. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we're going to pray along this line. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, when you're talking about tapping into the supernatural, I want you to underline a few words so you can have in your vocabulary in your prayer time. I want you to underline the gifts in verse 4 and notice who run that aspect of it is the Spirit. Got it? In verse 5, I want you to look at the word administration. And the administrator is the Lord. And I'll give you a statement that will clear all this up. And the verse of operation, then that's God. Then it goes on, verse 7 is manifestation. So we're here praying, having to see the supernatural. If you got ushers walking the floor and haven't been praying, they ain't got no anointing. I mean, I thought them boys were mature enough to know that. I taught them that and I trained them. I don't have to be here. You be here. I mean, why boys are here? Why them girls here ready to pray? Y'all could be here. There's no excuse for that. And, you know, if you're going to, because what it hinders is the move of the Spirit. I come up here and you walk on the floor and you wasn't at prayer. You haven't prayed with the people. And so the people really don't respect you. They know you weren't here. See, so there's all this modernism got to go. If you really want to move in the Spirit, I wrote this down, and maybe this will help you in prayer. I got it one way, but I'm going to say it another way. Helping in the realm of the Spirit. Helping in the realm of the Spirit. It's something that you have to want. We're building an apostolic-based church, and so we're going in some deep territory like hell. We're going to deep territory there. Well, that's a deep territory. And there's some other territory now, like the cream we went in the other night. And so it's going to take much praying. And the basis of this church is Acts chapter 6. Turn to Acts chapter 6. We cannot let this go, the vision, how this church started and how this church been flowing for years and years. And how many wonderful lives have been held together in this church. The third verse of the sixth chapter says, "Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business." We give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Now, you know, I might be in a hole somewhere praying while you out here. But I pray. You follow me? And then it says, in the seventh verse, the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests or obedient to the faith. Now, we have people online, thank God, in other states. They're here to pray with us. That is real powerful, you know. But the people, local people, especially my leaders, I got to have them, have to talk with them because, you know, I don't want nobody just sitting in a seat. I want somebody concerned about the spiritual atmosphere. That's what we get to create, a spiritual atmosphere, you see. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so along that line, when you talk about tapping into the supernatural, coming up to a camp meeting, talking about opening the doors of the supernatural. Well, that's a spirit realm. I mean, I'm going to have intercessors and praisers and ushers and everybody else prayed up. Or just come out, you come out walking a cold wall that the Spirit of God can't move. And a lot of times you have to take stuff back home with you. So it's different levels in the spirit, you understand? I know we want to go further and want to go deeper. There may be some time you can't make it. I understand that. But the leaders got to stretch out or just say, I can't lead right now. Because I need you flowing in the spirit. So let's come to the altar. Let's pray about it. Pray for our brothers and sisters, all who work in the ministry of helps. Let's pray for them to understand what it is. It's supposed to be a ministry of help, not a ministry of hindrance. Make sure we pray for the intercessor. We pray for the praisers. That they got an assignment on them when they come up here and pray. These girls are not, and boys are not just singing. They got an assignment on them. And we got to hold them up when they're singing. And we got to pray for the ushers, pray for the elders. Jesus Christ. I almost choked when I said that word, elders. Can't be an elder not praying. Tell me, you an elder, come see me. See you for what? So we need to, and tell them. Tell them I said it. Yeah, I don't care. You can call them. Some of y'all won't call. Call them tonight. Say, Apostle was there with a blue jacket on and said that it's not right. And it's not right. And what you're going to find out is, how can I say this, Lord? And you online, thank you for being with us. You're going to find for lack of a better word, further functioning in the spirit after the night. See, if you let them slip, you let it lag. Now, I don't know when God's going to disturb me about something. I know he just told me, go to prayer tonight. And I sat here and I asked one of my men, go give me that list. I said, all I saw was Ray. I don't see no other usher on here. Ray don't usher by himself. And they can make it. I mean, they need to be covered. It's just cold when you come out here with people who not in the spirit. All right? So y'all have me pray about that. I'm glad you're here. Let's pray about it and stir ourselves up these few moments and thank God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, correction, direction, protection. We pray for those who are in the ministry of helps that they recognize the importance of them being dedicated all the time. I thank you for each one of them right now. And I thank you that tonight will be a changing point in their life. And I thank you that the prayer meeting will get stronger and stronger and the members will come to prayer. They need to be here. They need to be under this unction, under this anointing, that when the word go forth, they have ears to hear and hearts to understand. So as we create the atmosphere tonight for that type of ministry and that type of meeting, that things will get stronger and stronger. And we have clearer understanding of when you operating, when you functioning. We understand when the angels operating, what's all going around us in the spirit and the gifts and the administration, and the operation, Lord, and the manifestation and the demonstration. We need the Holy Spirit. Find your place, help me there. Find your place. Find your place. Shatarabashata. Take back over.